Such is life in the National Football League, if you are fortunate. For well over half the year, days off are few and far between, and personal time is nearly non-existent. In what can best be described as a marathon, every season contains one week which serves as the quiet respite for recovery, the bye. But that is not the case for the 2012 Philadelphia Eagles. On the heels of two disappointing losses in which the team led in the final minutes of each game, the bye week begins with more questions than answers.
We need to play better. There's nothing else about this except for the fact that the players need to play better. We all need to make plays, and we need to win the football games. No matter what play is called, we've got to do it.
Philadelphia is a city hungry for football 7 days a week, and the NovaCare complex is crawling with press in reaction to an unprecedented mid-season staffing change the team has made. In an effort to salvage a young season that remains rife with opportunity, head coach Andy Reid has dismissed defensive coordinator Juan Castillo, and the job now belongs to newly promoted defensive backs coach Todd Bowles.
Okay, I made a change at defense coordinator, released Juan Castillo, and putting Todd Bowles into place as the defense coordinator, moved him from the secondary position. I think we all know how much I care about Juan Castillo as a person and as a football coach. I think he's a good football coach. I know that he's going to continue to do great things in the National Football League. I also have always said that I'm going to do what I think is best for the Philadelphia Eagles, and at this time, I think this move is the best. 3-3, obviously, put you as an average football team, and right now, I think we're better than that. I'll continue to go through and evaluate all the situations. Again, I think that's very important that I do so. Time's yours.
As Reid fields questions from reporters, Eagles Director of Football Media Services, Derek Boyko, is preparing Coach Bowles for his first formal interaction with the Philadelphia news media.
Your experience last year, doing what you did in Miami, to now, similar? Could you draw from that experience? I mean,
it's similar, not as bad, because you don't have the whole team. You just have one side of the ball, and that's the side of the ball you've been on all your life. So there's a lot more familiarity with the players as opposed to getting to know the offensive line and the offensive scheme. So it really doesn't change much. And we all have sections where we speak in front of the room anyway. So this won't be any different.
What type of adjustment is required to call plays, to make in-game adjustments, to do all those things you'll need to do now?
Well, I think you rely on the other coaches. As a staff, we put the game plan together, you know, and you just watch enough film and trust your instincts enough to make calls and make sure everybody's on the same page and try to take away what they're doing, but yet not expose what you're doing.
What do you need to do as far as film work, familiarizing yourself with personnel? What are these next few days going to be like for you? What do you need to prioritize?
Well, I mean, I'm very familiar with the personnel. That's not going to be a problem. Our thing is right now to go over our self-scout and see what we do well and what we don't do well and try to minimize the things we don't do well, if not get rid of them altogether. Make sure we're playing to each player's strength.
In his new position, Bowles has his work cut out for him. The Eagles face an immediate challenge in this week's opponent, the undefeated Atlanta Falcons. But the game is a chance to make a statement and begin building momentum into the crucial second half of the season. Coming up on Inside the Season, presented by Verizon Wireless. Defensive end Trent Cole gives us a behind-the-scenes look at his television show, Blitz TV, as he hunts for black bears in Canada. And quarterback Michael Vick breaks down what he did during the bye week in 7-on-7.
What's up, guys? John Dornbos. We are back in the locker room, Inside the Season, right here with Brandon Boykin, man. Appreciate having you. Now, look, you got a nickname called Bam.
Yes, sir.
Why? What's the deal with this?
Back in high school, man, pretty good basketball player, you know. I was always known for dunking the ball over people, and kind of the local newspaper made a news article, and they were saying, like, bam, he's dunking on people, bam. So,
whack, whack, mine would have been whack. He's Bama, whack. Now, speaking of this, you were a pretty legit basketball player. Yeah. You were recruited to some D1 programs. Are we shooting forward? I mean, what?
No, I was a point guard. Or what? Point guard. I couldn't really shoot that much. Like I said, I dunked the ball and got a lot of looks, but I didn't really take it seriously. So I think I could have played it.
Are you a righty or lefty?
I'm a right-handed guard, but I can't dribble with my right hand. I'm left. I can only dribble with my left. Nobody ever knew that, though.
You're so, the first person now you shoot that. Right?
Shoot right, dribble left. But I'm
so
right-handed.
did you have problems with the layup, or you just dunked it?
Yeah.
Bam! Now hold up. Speaking of dunking, because like you know, before the show they told me that you actually there's like a big dunk contest. Right. Is it on YouTube or something like that? Like a high school thing?
Yeah.
And I'm not gonna lie. I look over here. What are you like
5'9 3/4"
And you're like legit.
Yeah, for sure. Go YouTube. City of Palms YouTube dunk contest. Brandon Boyd.
What's the most outrageous thing you've done?
I jumped over 4 kids in the video.
Now, what's your vert?
I'd say about 42.
So does that mean, can you touch the back of the backboard?
I can't do that.
Could you hit that?
Yeah, I could.
Come on.
You want me to do it?
Come on, dude. I mean, you're in your cleats. Are you going to slip?
Nah, I ain't going to slip. Did they get that?
Hold this. That's now, here's another cool thing that I learned about you, because I'm a family guy. I love it. So I've been told that your family has been to every single game, home and away, and that you actually purchased the place or you rent it, whatever it is.
Right.
But you got enough bedrooms so that your parents can come in. And, I mean, how cool is that to have that support?
It's awesome, man. I've always had, you know, my family around. Actually never missed a game through high school or college. And then, when I'm here, you know, they come to every home game because they can't make their away ones. But definitely got a 4-bedroom place, and they got their own setup and bedroom. So
now where do they live?
They live in Atlanta, Georgia. That's where they're from.
And then they travel in for all the home games.
Yep. We usually take the day and go eat or go to the mall, do something cool, and, you know, just kind of relax.
That's it. Hey, now my wife and I, we have a date night. Usually we try and hit Monday nights because she's off.
Right.
The best Chinese food is at the Cherry Hill Mall. In the food court.
Right.
Like, you will find us there Monday nights, Lotus Express. Like, people will come in. We just saw Sims there, and he's like, this is like your big date night is the food court at Cherry Hill Mall. All right, now something happened at the Senior Bowl.
Yeah.
You know, you're pretty high draft pick. You're a stud. You're having a great game. You break your leg.
Right.
What went through your mind at that moment?
I mean, from that point on, everything changed, you know, completely. I went from being somebody highly touted to probably considered going high second round maybe. And then I didn't really know what to expect. So, combine came, everything came, and ended up going late in the fourth. But, everything definitely happened for a reason, and I'm excited to be an Eagle.
Man, well, we like having you. I always admire people that overcome such adversity.
Right.
And, I mean, that's huge, man. So, for to make this far, I'm glad this dude's here. He's an absolute playmaker. So, Boyk, man, thanks for joining us.
Yes, sir.
Johnny D, we's out.
Inside the Season is brought to you by Verizon Wireless. NFL Mobile is built to bring you the Eagles. NovaCare Rehabilitation, the power of physical therapy. And by Thomas Jefferson University Hospitals. Call 1-800-JEFF-NOW for an appointment.
Well, this is my first time up in Canada bear hunting. There's some big bears up here, and I'm trying to get my mind right. I've been having this in my mind. I've been excited, been pumped about this for weeks now, months, I'll say. And we got to go out here and produce. I'm doing it with the bow. I love bow hunting. It's like my passion. I'm going to war with bears. Big bears. Alberta, Canada, baby. Bear Blitz, get you some. Check, Mike. Check. Well, we finally made it into town, into Alberta, and we're at Slave Lake here, and at Northern Wilderness Outfitters. We're on our way out to our stand to put the blitz on some big Alberta black bear. Walk-in to where we're going to be set up at.
where they've been coming in at, we're going to be probably, say, about longest by 30 yards. And we're hoping these bears are going to come in around the 20-yard area. Seen bears, we know they're here, and we just gotta keep hunting. You know, like I said, sitting in the house ain't gonna get it done. You gotta be out in the woods to be able to harvest something. So we're gonna give it a try tomorrow afternoon and see what happens. Well, this is the start to first day here in Alberta. Break away from football, you know. Can't beat it. Get an adrenaline rush like that. Got to feel the blitz, baby.
There's a little moonlight dancing on the sand. There's a warm breeze blowing by the ocean as you take my hand. You need to know where I'm standing now. That I'm right on the edge of giving up to you. Baby, it's a long way down. If I fall,
can you let me down easy?
I gotta get my songs back up here. Get my game back up here.
There might be a shoot off here a little later today. Because, Mr. R.E. over here, Richie Elam, thinks he got to shoot me because he gets him a new bow. Gets him a new Matthews Helium. But he's got to remember, though, who's your daddy?
Oh.
You ask him, who's your daddy? And he'll tell you, who's your daddy? Because every time we go shoot, I tell him if I win, they got to call me daddy.
Hey, you know what I got to say about it?
Hey, who's your daddy?
Talk is cheap. So time will tell. We'll let him get his rest and relaxation in, and it'll be on later. Stay tuned.
Well, we're finally in our setup. We're hoping we can get a shot about between 30 and 20 yards on these black bears. We know there's a big bear. Matter of fact, there's two big bears moving through this area. We're trying to commit the bear blitz, baby. He's coming in right here. The back one. The front one. The back one. The back board. The board's in the back. The brown face one. Yeah. Oh. He's aggressive, dude. Aggressive bear. I ain't never seen aggressive bear like that. Came right here in the popped him right here. Got a leap on the girl. Perfect shot, perfect one.
Yeah, took him out, perfect.
Yeah, I was like, okay, I was like, this is too good. I was like, he's big enough bear. I was like, I was gonna pass on him. I'm like, glad I didn't pass on him. Good pass through. Good exodus. Did his job and hit the mark. First time to use it on a bear. And I think it done his job, so let's go look for this bear. And we got good blood, good pass through. It's got a pre-coat on it. Man, this bear was one aggressive bear. I'm pretty happy. You know, I got a chance to get away from football and from more off-season program workouts and stuff. And about to come up to Canada and back to football. Here I go. Back to Philly. And put the blitz on a bear. Now it's time to put the blitz on the quarterback. So stay tuned.
This bye week, I just spend a lot of time with my family back at home in Virginia, and
You know, just had a chance to see my mom, my sisters, and my son, and I had a chance to play, you know, two rounds of golf and took the family out to the movies, went out to dinner, and just enjoyed being at home. You know, enjoyed, you know, having some time off and getting away from football for a minute. The last 2 weeks have been kind of rough, and, you know, it just gave me a fresh start. I feel good now coming back and ready to go. I think what inspires me throughout the NFL season is, you know, just winning and the jubilation that comes out of that amongst, you know, your teammates, amongst your coaches. And, you know, it's always a good vibe and a good feel when you're doing things the right way and you're winning football games. And, you know, having the opportunity to share those moments with your teammates is the best thing ever. Going into the Atlanta game this week, I'm just trying to focus and concentrate on what needs to be done. First and foremost, their offense is clicking on all cylinders. Matt Ryan has Julio Jones and Roddy White to throw to, and it don't get much better than that when you mix in Tony Gonzalez. They look real good, so it's going to be up to us to shut them down. In this league, I've learned that, you know, 3 minutes to go, you know, even being up by two scores, you still have to bury the opposition. And Coach Reed talked about having the attitude of burying the opposition, and I felt like, you know, we did that. And, you know, football is the ultimate team game. You know, everybody has to go out and play together and click on all cylinders. If not, then, you know, it's not going to work. And it was evident that that was the case last Sunday. There's so much going on. There's so much that's being said and, you know, so many events surrounding our organization. And, you know, so I think the thing to do is just to go out there and just play with the attitude. And, you know, I play that way because I'm the one that has to deal with, you know, the things that's being said. So it's up to me to go out and fix it and got to get back to going out playing with a chip on my shoulder. This has to be the week that we get the offense back on the road. Very excited, you know, to have an opportunity to play a team who's been playing so well. We obviously know it's going to be tough and it's not going to be easy, but, you know, that's the NFL and that's the way it's been all season. So, you know, it's time to get up for the challenge. Everybody's, you know, healthy and regardless of everything that's happened, we still got a chance to create our future, and that's important.
Join the Eagles and the American Red Cross on December 1st for the 5th annual Eagles Blood Drive. All presenting donors will receive a limited edition Todd Harriman's number 79 t-shirt. Call 1-800-RED-CROSS or visit www.redcrossblood.org/eagles to make your appointment today.
All right, ones are up. Ones up. Ones up.
When you work with young people, whether it's your own children or whether it's players or maybe, listen, people in general, I think that they want you to be honest with them. You want to be able to develop a trust with that person. Players read through quicker than anything, so you be honest. Tell them when they're doing good. Tell them when they're not doing well. We're here to be teachers, so you teach them. And then I think to be able to do that and to do that well, I think there has to be a foundation of the hard work in there where they know that you're all in, that you're going to do everything possible to make the Philadelphia Eagles a better football team, to make them a better football player, to make them inevitably a better person.
Stay down on the jam. Then you can move. You get up on him and you lean on him and your knees are straight. Then if he makes a counter move, you can't go with it, right? It's a way to work, though. Way to work. Great leverage.
One of the neat things in this job is you learn something new every day. And from the players, you're growing older. The players aren't necessarily growing older. So you're able to feed off of their energy, that, and you're able to stay up with the times. And it really is very rewarding being a coach, and that's what makes it so special and what brings you back year after year of the grind, that the hours that you put in is just that opportunity to teach.
Hands. All right, let's get it again. Let's get it one more time. I want you to fight to get those hands inside. That's what I want. Get your eyes on the target. Fight to get your hands inside. Keep your head out of the picture. All right, that's good. That's good.